I'm in the so-called sandwich generation, so I simultaneously worry about my elderly parents breaking a hip and my teenage children breaking the law. I know what I need to worry about within my family structure, but I like to keep up with current events so that I can worry on a global level. I recently read a newspaper article about a man who was on trial and was crying so hard that his prosthetic eyeball popped out while testifying on the witness stand. I don't even have a prosthetic eyeball, but then I started to worry. What if your eyeballs could pop out? Then I read an article about a cat in New Mexico stranded in a huge cactus for days. Who is worrying about this stuff besides me? Or more importantly, who is writing this kind of story, and how did this get into our paper? Surely it must have been a non-burger news day. I once dreaded being struck by a random meteor, but that was trumped by being swallowed up in a sinkhole while minding my own business in my own bed. I have limited brain space, so I can only worry about one thing at a time. Luckily, I don't have to worry about North Korea, because Dennis Rodman has that under control. The late, great Nora Ephron wrote a book called I Feel Bad About My Neck. I get it. I feel bad about several parts of my body, too. If someone else is worrying about something, I delete it from my list. Back in the 70s, Jimmy and Amy Carter spent lots of time discussing and worrying about nuclear proliferation, so I'm not going to worry about that. It's already covered. My friend suggested that I do not read the Worst Case Scenarios book, which would be the equivalent of giving a medical textbook to a hypochondriac. I don't even eat oysters. First, they're gross, and second, I can't remember if you should eat them in the months that do or do not contain the letter R. Thank goodness I'm not a man, because I would have to agonize between boxers and briefs. My husband Billy and I are planning to go to New York for the weekend. In addition to theaters and restaurants, our primary focus will be Natalie Morales. Billy is a little bit in love with Natalie, who is one of the morning anchors of the Today Show. Actually, his interest borders on obsession. She is absolutely gorgeous, and in person, she's even gorgeouser. I like to indulge my husband's fantasy of thinking that she's going to spot him in the crowd and spontaneously whisk him to Paris for the weekend. The problem with this scenario is that the Today Show also has the segment called Ambush Makeover, where the Today Show staff randomly selects women in the crowd to miraculously transform them into a new and improved after. For someone who likes to worry, it occurred to me how mortifying it would be to be selected for an ambush makeover while my husband is on a plane to Paris with Natalie. That's it, the trip's off.